You know, some people enjoy composing their own music, chord by chord, and others are happiest when they come across that one perfect song. Work is not a lot different than that. Whether you prefer building your own workflow or using a pre-made template, with Monday.com, you and the team can work in a way that's comfortable for everyone. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com and build your own amazing workflow, or find an awesome template. No judgment.
Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with your Chicken Soup for the Soul. And today I'm going to share a couple of stories with you from our newest book, Chicken Soup for the Soul, My Wonderful Wacky Family. These hilarious stories about other people's relatives will make you laugh out loud. And I'm sure you think your own family has its own share of wacky but wonderful relatives. So you'll enjoy today's stories, which are about some very funny, embarrassing moments with kids. In our first story, Billie Holiday Skelly tells us about the time when her family had a layover at the Atlanta airport. She was with her three oldest children then. They were 6, 4, and almost 2. And her 4-year-old son, JP, had been excited about this trip for weeks. He loved planes, spaceships, rockets, and anything to do with flying in outer space. He was enthralled by everything around him on the trip. The gigantic jets taking off and landing, the swarms of people arriving and departing, and the beeping people mover vehicles that darted back and forth. When they landed in Atlanta, there was a bit of a diaper emergency with the youngest child, so Billy gathered up the three kids and they huddled around a small table in a corner so that she could change the diaper before it was too late. As she was changing the diaper, Billy realized that the noise around them had decreased. Everyone seemed to be looking at something. Billy says, "It was a dignified procession of extremely tall, dark-skinned travelers. They were the tallest individuals I had ever seen. Their group was led by its tallest member, a distinguished-looking man who wore a long, intricately designed yellow and white beaded necklace around his neck. He was followed by 8 beautiful women who almost equaled him in height, but they walked in 2 rows of 4 behind him. These women were also adorned with colorful beads, but theirs were in more of a bodice style that featured beads draping over their shoulders. Their whole party wore long, floor-length, brightly colored robes. As they walked, their robes billowed out behind them, making it look as if they were floating down the corridor. The height alone of these individuals would have drawn attention, but with their colorful robes and beads, they made a striking and majestic appearance." Billy's son, JP, darted out from where they were changing the baby and stood right in front of a group of people. And then, to Billy's chagrin, he said, "What planet are you from?" Everyone around them heard the question, and several people laughed, and Billy was so shocked and embarrassed. But to her relief, the man who seemed to be the leader merely smiled and said, "We are the Jiang or Dinka people of Sudan." And then looking directly at JP, he added, "The Sudan planet." JP asked him where his universal translator was, since he was speaking an Earth language instead of whatever language they spoke on the Sudan planet. And the man pointed to his necklace. JP remarked that it was working perfectly as he understood everything the alien was saying. And then JP stretched out his arms, made a little bow, and said, "Welcome to our planet." Laughing, the gentleman lifted his arms in the same manner, bowed, and said, "Thank you." Later that day, Billy explained to her son that the airport only accommodated Earthlings and no interplanetary visitors, and he was very disappointed. Carrie Pardue reports in our second story that his wife was out one day and he was in charge of their youngest grandchild. She was about 3 years old, and she was playing with one of her favorite toys, a little tea set. Carrie says, "I was in the living room engrossed in the evening news when she brought me a little cup of tea, which was just water. After several cups of tea and lots of praise for such yummy tea, my wife came home. I made her wait in the living room to watch her bring me a cup of tea because it was just the cutest thing." Carrie's wife waited and watched as their granddaughter brought Carrie his tea, which he dutifully drank. And then she said to Carrie, "Did it ever occur to you that the only place she can reach to get water is the toilet?" I'm Amy Newmark. Thanks for listening to these stories from Chicken Soup for the Soul, my wonderful, wacky family. You can go to our website, chickensoup.com, and click on the podcast button to read more about this book and all the topics it covers, and you'll find it wherever books are sold, including Walmart, Barnes & Noble, and Amazon. And if you'd like to become one of our storytellers, head over to our website and check the Submit Your Story section to see what we're working on. And you'll find writing guidelines there as well so that you can craft the best possible nonfiction story for one of our books. Please come back for our next episode to hear two stories about when a Christmas tree symbolizes so much more from our recent bestseller, Chicken Soup for the Soul, The Magic of Christmas.
This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Frame. Mother's Day is almost here. What are you getting her? Something that shows you care. Something that makes her feel loved. Something that won't stress you out. Something like the Skylight Frame. The Skylight Frame is the perfect gift. It's a touchscreen photo frame your whole family can upload photos to, from wherever they are in the world. It's a way to share with her all the moments that matter. It sets up in seconds. You can even make sure that it's already loaded with photos when your mom opens her Mother's Day gift. And her Skylight Frame can hold thousands of the treasured photos you share. It's an easy, heartfelt way for mom to stay connected with those who matter most. It really is the perfect gift. Now, as a special Mother's Day offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight Frame when you go to skylightframe.com/easy. That's SKYLIGHTFRAME.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightframe.com/easy.